Do you spend a lot of time in planes, trains, and automobiles? Then you should try an audiobook. Audiobooks can help you read on the go. And Penguin Random House Audio offers innovative professional tips from successful business influencers such as Charles Duhigg and Sheryl Sandberg, or turn off your work mode and relax with a novel by Jonathan Kellerman or Steve Barry. Visit tryaudiobooks.com for more listening suggestions.
The Federal Reserve, the Bank of Japan, earnings. Lots to watch this week. We'll get some insights from the chief investment strategist at PNC Asset Management Group straight ahead.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Thank you for making this podcast one of the most popular investing podcasts on iTunes. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Wardock. And joining us now is Bill Stone. He's Chief Investment Strategist at PNC Asset Management Group. He joins us from Philadelphia to talk about this busy week ahead. So, Bill, do you have your calendar out? Do you have like four or five calendars out getting ready to watch everything?
Yes. And you hit it on the head. We're going to have earnings galore. And then we have even more central banks than Japan and the U.S. Fed, but those will be the two that that are almost sure to really matter anyway.
What are you going to really zero in on this week?
So I think, you know, the one thing is finally this week, although, you know, we've got about a quarter of companies have reported so far in the S&P 500, so I think we have a good idea of the way it's going to play out, but finally this week we'll really, because there's 187 reporting, I think we'll finally give us enough across all the sectors to make almost to say, well, this is the way the quarter is likely to play out, which is, you know, earnings will beat very low expectations, sales remain challenged with a difficult global environment, but we'll see what else is going on underneath, I think, by the end of this week.
Last week, at the tail end, we had some disappointing news from Microsoft and Google parent Alphabet. Should we brace ourselves for some disappointing reports?
Well, I think, you know, Apple is this week, Tuesday after the close. I think, generally speaking, it's tough comparisons for them. That's actually part of the reason that you see actually negative expectations for the technology sector overall. A big part of that's actually Apple year over year. So, and at least in that sense, some of the expectations are lower. I don't know how that'll play out, but because Apple is such a big part of the index, it certainly, you know, bears watching what happens this week.
You also this week on the tech and internet front, you have Facebook, you have Amazon.com, and then coming out of the oil sector, you have ExxonMobil. It seems as though we should have enough information out there to draw some sort of conclusion about earnings for this quarter, for the first quarter, don't you think?
I agree. I think, by the end of this week, I think we should feel pretty good about this quarter. Interestingly enough, when you talk about, you know, some of the oil companies starting to report, of course, they're going to report horrible numbers. But all that being said, the energy sector has been a real winner this year. We had a smoking hot week last week, and that's, of course, with no good earnings anyway. It's more about what oil itself has been doing, which has been trading up lately.
No one out there expects the Federal Reserve to hike interest rates at this meeting. At least I haven't found anyone. There might be someone living in a cabin in Montana somewhere, but I haven't found anyone yet. What should we take away from this week's Fed meeting?
And you're right. You're not going to find anybody that's going to say it, because they're not going to do anything this week. The key, I think, is to really, as far as looking at the statement, trying to read into what it means for June. So right now, the markets have priced in about a 20% chance that the Fed hikes in June. I don't know the exact number of economists that think that it's more likely, but it is definitely more economists think it's more likely. And honestly, it all hinges on, and I think this is what we're going to end up seeing out of the statement, is they're going to continue to say U.S. economy looks okay, we're still worried about the global economy. But a lot of it in between, it depends on the data. I know that we always say data dependent, but I truly believe at this point, because we're going to see by the end of this week that the U.S. first quarter was pretty anemic in terms of growth, it matters how this data comes in between.
And on Thursday, we get news from the Bank of Japan. Bring that news home for us here in the States. Why is this potentially an important meeting coming out of the Bank of Japan?
So, you know, one thing about the Bank of Japan is I think they're one of the more difficult central banks to get a read on. The head of the Bank of Japan, Kuroda, either he doesn't really give away much, or B, he may even say something that doesn't turn out to be true. Like right before the meeting when they took it to negative rates, he said that wasn't under consideration. This one's important because the yen had until recently been extremely strong. That's typically been kind of a global market signal of risk off, or, you know, worries about the global economy. We've seen that come off somewhat. The Japanese stock market has gone back to, you know, really rallying about 11.5% since April 11th. So it's really been a strong move. It will depend, again, on what they do. That's why it gets interesting. Do they perhaps soften some of the impact on the financial sector within Japan? Some of those, I think, become important for the whole global financial economy.
Also on Thursday, the U.S. government gives us a read on the U.S. economy, the so-called GDP report. What are your expectations there?
Yeah, it's going to be a pretty anemic report. So consensus is at about a 0.6% growth. We're about at 0.7%. Either way, sub 1% is not good. I think the most important thing to take from that is probably, one, you're going to see the consumer still remains a strength even in a pretty bad growth environment, and that's good news. So I think that's the first thing to look for. The second is, well, we look like the second quarter started a bit better, so we don't think that the first quarter is necessarily an indication on how the overall year pans out in terms of U.S. economic growth.
He's Bill Stone, the chief investment strategist at PNC Asset Management Group, joining us to preview what's going to be a very busy week. Bill, thank you and good luck this week.
Thank you. You too.
Keep in mind, if you like this show, check out our others. You can go to WSJ.com/podcasts and look at all our shows right there. I'm John Wardock, and this has been Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.